Today we're going to talk about the Boone High Schools, Disney, the High School Musical. The musical? Did I get it right, or did I miss something in there?
You got it right.
Jed, why don't you step up and get us started here a little bit today. Directing again, you got brought a number of cast members with you. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, selecting this production.
Yep, so this is my eighth musical at Boone High School, and we wanted to do something that would allow a larger number of students to be able to participate. Kind of all summer long, I went with, I kind of looked at, I don't know, about eight different musicals. Thought I had one selected and made a complete change and went with this Disney's High School Musical. And I liked the idea of being able to incorporate more than just our cast. And so this year we were able to get our drumline involved. So they'll be a part of the show. And we were able to get our varsity and JV cheerleaders involved as well. So they're going to be a part of the show. So
you have a lot of other people helping you.
Yeah,
here.
A lot of moving parts to this musical this year, but we're really excited to be able to bring all of those parts together and even have more students involved.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of these. Who all's doing what here on the cast? You'll have to tell me because I'm not going to be familiar with everything. Who's going to start? Why don't you go over here first?
Me.
Yeah, you first.
Why me?
Why you? Because you're the first one in the line here on my left. So
she is.
We could go on this side.
Yes. Last name it? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Just tell us your name.
Okay, my name is Sophia Salter, and I'll be playing Sharpay Evans.
Okay. What about back here?
My name's Sayla Griffiths, and I'll be playing Gabrielle Montez.
Okay.
My name's Kylie Salter, and I'm playing Taylor McKessie.
Okay.
My name's Kyler Griffiths, and I'm playing Chad Danforth.
Okay.
My name is Marshall Taylor, and I'm playing Ryan Evans.
Okay, and?
I'm Reese Jacobson. I'm playing Troy Bolton.
So which one is it like multiple leads? What do we have here? Who's kind of going to be out front most of the time?
So, I mean, all of these people play, like they have big parts in the show, but if you're familiar with Disney's High School Musical, it's about two students who are falling for each other, and they're going outside of the status quo of being the clique that they fit in. So kind of the jocks, the brainiacs. And so going and doing those things, the theater kids, all the different cliques that kind of happen in a high school sometimes. And so they're crossing those barriers and sending the school into an uproar. And so they start to fall in love, and then there's some controversy and problems, and then that
drama.
There's some drama. But then through the work of their friends, they're able to resolve issues and everything turns out for the best.
So I'm guessing one of the leads, right?
Yes.
Okay. So get up to the microphone here and tell us a little bit about why did you want to try for this production?
I've always been into plays and singing, and so I just thought being in a musical could be a lot of fun.
Okay. And then all of a sudden, here you are. You get to play the lead.
Yeah.
Yay! He goes, yes. What about, who else is her? Okay.
So I've been singing since I was like 3 years old, and it's kind of like impacted the whole theater thing.
Okay.
And I've been in various other productions out of school for Boone Community Theater. Yeah. I did Matilda.
Yeah.
And then All Together Now, which was really fun. And being a lead is really awesome for my freshman role.
Freshman. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I can remember a few others back in the day that were pretty much dominated. The pressure will be on you. You do realize that. So that's good. Some of the others, what drew you to doing it? Well, I know you've been in musicals before. You come up here. No, yeah.
I thought he was playing it.
Both of you.
Both of you.
So I've been in musicals since I was in seventh grade. Not musicals. I've been in theater productions since I've been in seventh grade. What really drew me to acting and being an actor is, I think, being all of the different characters. It's you get to create so many different faces and just like generate different different mindsets.
Sure.
Being so many people, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. All right. I know you performed last time. You like singing.
I do. I love it, I would say.
All right. Let everybody know, because this isn't your first time. This isn't your first time coming here.
It is not. I'm returning star. I've been doing musicals for the past 3 years, plays in general for, 5, 6 years now, I think, since 7th, 6th grade. Mm-hmm. And it's just always been what I've naturally been drawn to. There's just something about the lights on the stage hitting you that I've always really enjoyed.
Like to perform.
Yeah.
I like to do that. You've been around before, too, I know.
Yes.
Yeah, I see all you guys. I see these are a lot of familiar faces here.
I just kind of did it because my older sister did it, and I wanted to kind of take over her thing.
She take over her thing.
So. Yeah.
And you?
Okay. I've been doing theater since I was about 8 years old, and it initially started from my older sister that introduced me into it, and I like singing, so it's really fun to just be on stage.
Okay. Well, I know that, so this is just a small portion of your cast, obviously, big, because you mentioned all the other things that are going to be the drum line. And,
yeah, so
I'm guessing you probably got, like, Mr. Truckenmiller in here. You got.
Yes. So we have a high school pit orchestra that will be performing along with the drum line, who is doing some things. We have a full tech crew that has been building the set, and they have built an amazing set this year. So, I mean, that in itself is a reason to come out and see the show. The set is by far one of the best sets we've ever had. But there's a whole team of individuals that have been working on that. We have an ensemble and some other characters that go along with this. So there's about 20, I think there's 21 different student actors that are playing a part of some, along with, and the cheerleaders being involved. So I think I figured up we have about 60 kids involved in this production, 60 to 65 kids. So,
and not all of them that we can remember, because there's probably been in and out doing a lot of different things.
There's a lot of it. And so this is the time where we're kind of pushing everything together. A lot of these parts have been working on their own, like, and having their own separate rehearsals and separate practice times. And now, as we get close to the musical here, we're starting to kind of push everything together and trying to, you know, work out all the bugs as we bring all of the units together to act in one piece for next week's shows. Yeah.
I think last time when we visited, what you just had most of the tech, the lighting and audio and everything else had just been upgraded. So, and obviously, people are loving that.
Yeah, we're blessed to have a wonderful facility that is state of the art. Of course, with any state of the art facility, you've always got some bugs to work out, and so we continue to work with those. But we have a wonderful facility that we're blessed to be able to be housed in and to be able to do our shows. We feel very fortunate. The Booster Club again helped us out, and we needed some more wireless mics, and so didn't even blink an eye and came through with three new wireless mics and three new wireless packs. And so we're just really thankful for that, because that just gets more students with a microphone, and we can hear them and understand them. And so that we just have a tremendous amount of support in our community for our theater. And we're just really thankful for that. So.
Well, so listeners know, one of the big things that why we're here is because we're going to have public productions coming up. People can buy tickets for this and get them online. I think there's a way to be doing that and a number of different ways.
Yes. Yeah, so Ticket Spicket, where you're familiar with any Boone athletic events, where you have to get your tickets now, is the same thing for the musical. There's reserved seating on there. So those are up and for sale. Our shows are November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. This has got about an hour 45 runtime with a 15-minute intermission in there. So it is a family-friendly show. It's good for everybody. It has a great message behind it, and it should be a very entertaining show as well. And tickets are $10, you can get those purchased on TicketSpicket.com.
Sure. And we'll remind everybody before we get all done on that, too. You do have a lot of... those are going to be your public performances, but you're going to have a lot of others that you'll be doing, too. You guys have a tendency to head down to the elementary and do a performance there. You go around to a couple of different things. Who wants to talk a little bit about... You've been through that before. Yeah. Give us a little rundown on what's going
to
happen.
This year, instead of traveling, we're going to have the kids come to us, and we're going to perform our first act all morning and throughout the afternoon. So the children get to come to us this time and see the set.
Oh, they'll love that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody coming up there. You'll have parents coming in for a performance, too? Yeah.
Parent night for us is going to be Wednesday, but we might get judged that night, so it might be moved to Tuesday.
Okay. We'll get it done.
Yes.
It'll be done.
That's a great segue just to talk about. We compete in the Music Theater Awards, which is a new program within the last 10 years in the Iowa High School, or in Iowa, that allows for judges, or we call them adjudicators, to come out and give feedback. That goes through the Des Moines Civic Center. And so we participate in that. And so through the course of our performances, we will have three different adjudicators come, and they will adjudicate the show from all aspects, from the technical design to the sound design to how we sing, individual acting, individual singing. Each of the leads will get a full printout of things that they felt they did really well in, things they feel like they can improve on, and same for the direction. All of us get feedback of what we're doing well and what we can do to improve our shows. And so it's a wonderful piece of
being part of real theater.
Yeah. So if you want to continue this, if you are thinking I want to maybe do theater past high school, this starts to give you a little bit more feedback of the things that you need or what you're doing well and what you need to improve on. And then there's opportunities to be able to go compete at a larger scale in June down at the Civic Center, and they bring some people in, and we've had some different students that have had opportunities to go out and do that, and it's a really unique and awesome experience. So we're excited for that, but there is a shortage in adjudicators this year. Yeah. So to make things work, we did open up our Wednesday night performance. So if we need to do that, then we'll switch our parent night, but we'll know more as we get closer.
Okay. And then one of the other things that I keep thinking about is I know that individually people will take maybe selections out of this, and we'll do individual when you get into speech and other performances too that are out there too. So
yeah, so some of our students will be going to the state thespian festival, and some of them may be choosing to use some of their individual pieces and do those at the state thespian festival and compete in an individual or group musical theater category. Or yes, as we get into the speech season, they could take some of these pieces and refine them and use them again. So again, that feedback from the adjudicators helps these students be able to just continue to work on their craft and get better at what they're doing, because they hear lots from the direction staff of what we have here at Boone High, and we have a great group of people who are invested in helping our students, but there are other views and perspectives that other adjudicators can bring for our kids.
Well, let's obviously it's a musical. I know you have a selection for us, so who's going to kind of do the introduction for this and tell me a little bit about what's going on with it? Everybody's pointing at everybody here. Go ahead. Step up here. Grab the mic and tell everybody what we're going to be doing.
We're going to do just a small segment of a song anyone who's seen the movie should know. We're all in this together.
Okay. We're all in this together. And are we ready? Everybody get together so you can get up close to the microphone so everybody can hear you.
No.
All right. Go ahead.
We're all in this together. Once we know that we are, we're all stars, and we see that we're all in this together. And it shows when we stand hand in hand, make our dreams come true.
We're all in this together. When we reach, we can fly. No inside, we can make it. We're all in this together.
You didn't have the last session.
Okay. We had a little bit of a crash there. That's okay. That's all right. It won't be during the performances. Let's put it that way, okay? Tickets Picket, that's the place to go. If they have any questions or if they have never gone on to do anything like that before, they could always call, I think, the school office and get information.
Yeah, so call the school activities office. Lori Woodruff is awesome to be able to help you through that. So if you're having any problems with Ticket Picket or you're not familiar with it, she'll walk you right through the whole process, and she's great to work with. So the Boone High School Athletic activities office activities. Is a great place.
They'll get that done. And again, we have performances. Let me go over it again. The 2nd, 3rd, and 4th?
Correct.
Oh, 7 in the evening?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. And again, that's at the theater, Boone High School. Go in the activities door.
Correct.
We'll have a very easy to do. You do more than that. You're louder than that. Your mom told me. So he's going, oh no. Yeah. He's been here before, too.
Yeah.
Think, weren't you here a while ago when you were a lot younger? He's thinking, no. He's pretending now. I'm not.
Maybe. Probably.
Maybe. Anyway, I do appreciate you taking time to come up and let everybody know. Again, it's Disney's High School Musical, The Musical.
Yes.
It'd be performed by Boone High School students. And coming up here on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of November. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jim.